Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. Go to SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Nicole from Dracut.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, good morning.
Also in the car is her daughter, Gabby, who is 16.
Hi, Gabby.
Hi.
Are you all about some Cat's Eye concert tickets this morning?
Our aunt. My sister is. She loves them.
All right. We'll kick Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Bye, Felicia.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you are going to win the $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. Ladies, are you ready?
Yes.
The first wave of performers were just announced for the CMAs. Lainey Wilson, Megan Maroney, Shavuzi, and Luke Combs will all be hitting the stage. Which one of them was a headliner at Boston Calling earlier this year?
What were the options again?
Lainey Wilson, Megan Maroney, Shavuzi, Luke Combs.
I don't know. Lainey Wilson.
Question number two. Sydney Sweeney wants to put her training for Christy to the test and fight in a charity boxing match. She says, and I quote, "It's a surprise. You'll have to wait. I'm serious. You got to stay tuned for the pay-per-view." Sydney Sweeney rose to fame on which television show?
Euphoria.
This singer turns 47 today. His biggest hit came out in 2000 and got the party jumping. Take a listen to the song and then name the artist.
She had humps like a cha, cha, cha. Does like wah, wah, all night long. Let me see that thong. Baby, that thong, the thong, thong, thong.
Woo! Name that artist.
Take me back.
It is Cisco with Thong Song.
Question number four. Timothée Chalamet stands against an outer space backdrop on the cover of the new issue of Vogue, and some people are calling it the worst cover the magazine's ever done. Got to tell you, I didn't think it was very good when I saw it, although I did like his jeans.
I haven't seen it. Is it that bad?
It's just not great for a cover photo. But again, the jeans are cool. Others say it looks like bad Photoshop. Who is Timothée Chalamet currently dating?
Kylie Jenner.
And question number five, Gremlins 3 is officially happening. It'll be in theaters November of 2027. But before one of the three rules are broken that turns them into gremlins, gremlins are cute, furry, gentle creatures known as what?
Oh, my God. What are the gremlins called?
Might be before her time.
No, our father calls her a gremlin. I have no idea. I'm blanking.
I hope that's a compliment. They're Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Gabby, where do you go to school?
She's staying. She's staying undercover.
She's what? She's staying undercover.
She's staying undercover.
She doesn't want anybody to know.
No, she's like, you lost. You can't tell me where. Oh. I'm from.
Nicole, where does Gabby go to school?
In Tingsboro.
What'd she say?
I don't know.
In Tingsboro.
Okay, in Tingsboro. Kennedy, welcome back.
Yes.
Nicole got 4 out of 5 right.
Wow. Well
I don't know
done.
What Gabby's worried about. I thought her mom did fantastic.
No, 3 out of 5.
3?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. You're right. 3 out of 5. My apologies.
Still well done.
Yeah, very
well
done.
What I'm here for.
These are tough. You ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
The first wave of performers were just announced for the CMAs. Lainey Wilson, Megan Maroney, Shaboozey, and Luke Combs will be hitting the stage. Which one of them was a headliner at Boston Calling earlier this year?
Oh, can you say it again?
Sure. Lainey Wilson, Megan Maroney, Shaboozey, Luke Combs.
God, how quickly I forget.
Yep.
Shaboozey.
It was Luke Combs, 0-0.
Saw him in the pouring rain. It was a good time.
Megan Maroney was there too, though, right?
Yeah, she didn't headline, but she was there. Right. Yes.
Sydney Sweeney wants to put her training for Christy to the test and fight in a charity boxing match. She says you got to stay tuned for the pay-per-view. Sydney Sweeney rose to fame on which television show?
Euphoria.
Tied at 1. This singer turns 47 today. His biggest hit came out in 2000 and got the party jumping. Take a listen to the song and then name the artist.
She had humps like a tra, 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 thighs like wah, 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 all night long. Let me see that thong. Baby, that thong, 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 thong.
Name the artist.
That is Cisco.
Tied at 2. Timothée Chalamet stands against an outer space backdrop on the cover of the new issue of Vogue, and some people are calling it the worst cover the magazine's ever done. Others say it looks like bad Photoshop. Who is Timothée currently dating?
Kylie Jenner.
It's not great, Kennedy.
I haven't seen it, but I got to tell you, there are bigger things for me to worry about today, but go on.
I don't know. They could do better. The jeans are cool, though. They're like embroidered up jeans. Mm. I was like, I would like to have something like that. Mm.
Embroidery making a comeback.
Yeah.
If only you knew someone who could do that to your jeans.
Question number 5. Maybe coming to a holiday concert soon, Kennedy.
Amazing.
Gremlins 3 is officially happening, Kennedy. Before one of the 3 rules are broken that turns them into gremlins, gremlins are cute, furry, gentle creatures known as what?
Oh. Oh, it's right there. I'm not going to get
Mugwai.
It. Mugwai.
Mugwai. Mugwai is it. 3-3 is the final score.
Wow.
Kennedy, are you in on Gremlins 3 or are you out?
Look, at Gremlins 1 was one of the best movies ever made by somebody who is clearly under the influence of something.
Oh, unhinged.
2, yes. Not so good, but let's see what happens.
Yeah.
All right, 3-3 with the final score. Nicole, that means with the tie, Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the $100, but good news for your sister. You just got yourself a pair of tickets to see Cat's Eye November 19th at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway.
Yay.
You enjoyed that show. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Nicole and Gabby, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Bye, Gabby.
Bye.
She's hiding undercover, Dan.
Talking on the radio is cringe.
It is. It is cringe.
So are we.
Yeah, we are cringe.
I'm all right with it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. What are we doing now?
The Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup.
Never heard of it.
Been 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service to Shaw's in the Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. The Grammy nominations are coming out today, friends. Sabrina Carpenter, Chappell Roan, Brandi Carlile, Doechii, and more will announce the nominations on a live stream starting at 11 a.m. on the Recording Academy's YouTube channel. We'll also see David Foster, John Batiste, Carol G, Little Big Town, Lizzy, and more. They're bringing in a lot of people to do the nominations, and they will air CBS February 1st.
Hmm.
Did Life of a Showgirl come out too late to win everything this
year? I believe so.
Yeah.
I think Sabrina Carpenter's going to clean up.
I think you're right.
Doechii's going to clean up.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see. Reese Witherspoon was in town, and nobody called. Apparently, she was at Beacon Hill Books and Cafe on Wednesday. She paid a visit to the store. They posted on social media, author, astute businesswoman, extraordinary actress, and kind well-wisher to all, Reese Witherspoon joined us for a private dinner in the bookstore while in town for her case discussion at the Harvard Business School. Because why wouldn't you? She signed copies of her debut novel, Gone Before Goodbye, which was an instant New York Times best-selling thriller co-authored by Harlan Coben. And while at the Harvard Business School, she spoke to a class and the school at large, according to the Harvard Crimson, talking about the movie Legally Blonde. She said, I had no idea when we were doing that and building that when I was 23 years old that 25 years later you guys would be watching it on campus at Harvard.
That is pretty cool. That's pretty special.
She discussed her business, Reese's Book Club, which showcases a woman-centered book by a female author each month. She said, I believe as women, we all need these charming, hilarious, insightful, and diverse stories. Our books have the power to spark discussions, make us laugh when we need it most, and bond us over something bigger than ourselves.
Celebrities are just like us, Kennedy. Did you ever imagine a day?
That I would speak at Harvard Business School?
No, that you would drive by Harvard every day on your way home from work.
Well, like it's hard. Roads are open.
And it's Friday. Y'all want to hear some new music?
Sure.
Depends.
Right. First up, we have Hilary Duff. This is her first song. It's called Mature. She has not released anything since 2015. It's a scathing indictment of older men preying on younger women.
Oh, what's it called?
Mature. I listened to the whole song coming in this morning. There's a line in the first verse that I was chin hit the ground and I have a bruise.
What'd she say?
I can't say it. I was like, Hilary Duff? But it made sense once we got to the hook.
In verse 2, it says, you dim all the lights so you look real wise as they trace the lines underneath your eyes and mistake your charm for a cosmic sign. She is coming for you.
Pretty good. And then Katy Perry dropped her new single, Band-Aids, making it very clear what went wrong in her marriage.
Got so used to you letting me down. No use trying to send flowers now. Tell myself you change, you don't. Band-Aids over a broken heart.
So that happened, and that's what I got.
I like that. I actually like that.
Yeah, I like Katy Perry stuff.
I like Katy Perry,
I'm in the minority,
too.
But I like her stuff.
No, I do like her stuff. I just feel like it's been a while since we've had one that's really hit. Mm. But this one, the emotion is there.
Yeah.
You know?
So much for peaceful co-parenting.
People love a good song about your ex.
You're
that's
not wrong,
what I'm just
saying.
That Taylor Swift route.
You're yes. not wrong.
God, so used to you letting me down. No use trying to send flowers now. Tell myself you change, you don't. Band-Aids over a broken heart. Trying all the medications. Forward my expectations. Made every justification. Bleeding out. Band-Aids over a broken heart.
I hope Legolas fires back with a diss track.
Oh.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with the 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. It is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
Bringing back the five most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy. Kennedy, say hey to Mike from Worcester.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mike apparently has beaten you three times, and each time it was 5-4.
Wow. So you beat me in Redemption Week?
I did. I beat you in Redemption Week, not this past time. This past time I beat you with Chef Tiffany, but... The time before that, yes, I beat you in Redemption Week.
So you are in the rafters already.
I think I've just had a statistical anomaly, but we'll see.
I mean, trying to beat her four times just feels like bullying, Mike.
You invited me.
I got him.
Mike, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Yes, I'm leaving. Good luck.
The rare double snort.
You too.
All right, Mike, I don't need to tell you how this works, but in case you're new to the show, we have five pop culture trivia questions. If Mike answers more right than Kennedy, he wins. He already beat Kennedy before, so we are giving a shot of redemption to Kennedy this morning, and she is left to be in that soundproof studio. Are you ready, Mike?
As ready as I'll ever be.
A list of the 10 most iconic movie quotes that everyone knows includes Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore from The Wizard of Oz, I'll be back from The Terminator, and I see dead people from which film?
The Sixth Sense.
Journey just announced the dates for their farewell tour called The Final Frontier. They will do 60 shows, including Worcester, June 6th, and Manchester, June 7th.
Hey, Worcester.
Finish the lyric to their greatest hit. Take a listen.
Somewhere in the night.
Question number three. Gordon Ramsay, 59 this weekend. He's the most well-known chef in the world, and his flagship TV show, Hell's Kitchen, has been filming in New England for the past few seasons. Where in New England has Hell's Kitchen taken place?
Connecticut.
More specific, please.
Foxwoods.
Question number four. UCLA alum and Hollywood icon, Carol Burnett, started a scholarship program at UCLA and also donated her 140 awards to the school. What are the UCLA athletic teams called?
The Bruins.
60 years ago today, in 1965, the first Pillsbury Doughboy commercial debuted. He is still used in Pillsbury ads today. What is the Pillsbury Doughboy's name?
Poppin' Fresh.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What do you do for a living, Mike? I'm just curious.
I'm a teacher.
What do you teach?
I teach civics.
All right, Kennedy.
Yep.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Mike from Worcester, who is a civics teacher, got 4 out of 5. He finally missed one after all these decades.
Buddy.
And it was close to getting it right.
He was super close. These are tough.
I think I know which
ready?
One.
Yep.
A list of the 10 most iconic movie quotes that everyone knows includes Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore, from The Wizard of Oz. I'll be back from The Terminator. And I see dead people from which film?
The Sixth Sense.
Tied at one. Journey announced the dates for their farewell tour. It's called The Final Frontier. They'll do 60 shows, including Worcester and Manchester. Finish the lyric to their greatest hit. Take a listen.
Searching in the night.
2-1.
Yeah, searching, not somewhere.
Gordon Ramsay turns 59 this weekend. He's the most well-known chef in the world. And his flagship TV show, Hell's Kitchen, has been filming in New England for the past few seasons. Where has Hell's Kitchen taken place?
Mohegan Sun?
Foxwoods.
So close.
Just got interesting again.
I kind of feel bad for some of the contestants, Kennedy, because they were doing it in Vegas, and if you'd win your challenge, you'd go off on this amazing, extravagant thing.
It was so cool. They take like a helicopter ride to, yeah.
Yeah, and then on this one, if you win, you go to Mystic.
Yeah, or you go bowling inside of Foxwoods.
We're tied. What are we at now? 2-2. Question number 4. UCLA alum and Hollywood icon Carol Burnett started a scholarship program at UCLA and donated her 140 awards to the school. What are the UCLA athletic teams called?
The Bruins.
Tied at 3, going to the final question for Redemption Week. 60 years ago today, 1965, the first Pillsbury Doughboy commercial debuted. He is still used in ads to this day. What is the Pillsbury Doughboy's name?
Doughboy. Gary. Mr. Doughy. Hee hee. Poppin' Fresh.
Oh, that is it, actually. It's Poppin' Fresh.
Got there eventually.
I was like, wait, did you know that the whole time?
No, I did not. It just came to me at the end.
Wow. 4-3 is the final score. And which should surprise no one, Mike wins again.
Hey!
Hey!
Unbeatable.
Mike is a legend when it comes.
I mean, seriously.
I don't know if anyone else has beat her 4 times. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's
twice in Redemption Week. That's pretty big.
Yeah, that is big.
Good for you, Mike. Mike.
Hey, great game.
Indeed. Well played, sir.
All right, so Mike from Worcester gets the win over Kennedy. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy, is there something you would like to say to Mike?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I will never beat Mike, it seems.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Maddie, Rob, and Rosanna from East Boston.
What? That doesn't seem fair at all.
It's a lot of people.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come good on, morning. What?
Good morning.
Toughen up, buttercup.
Let's go.
I'm sorry, what?
I think he said, toughen up, buttercup.
Listen, don't come on my program and call me buttercup, sir.
All right, come now, sweetheart.
You don't want it. You don't want the smoke.
I got to go to Starbucks, get a cup. I'll
see you all right, will you all kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing.
Please,
good luck. Kennedy. Good luck, guys. Good luck. That's better.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, and you win $1,000. Kennedy has left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
This lead singer of Paramore may have just released Cities for a solo tour, which she has not done in years. And yes, Boston is on that list. Who is she?
Haley Williams.
Gwen Stefani and her man are reportedly living separate lives these days, and a lot of their friends think that the magic started to wear off. Who is he? Need an answer.
Who is
Gwen Stefani's husband?
Pass.
Pass.
We don't know.
Question number three. In a post hyping her new show, All's Fair, Kim Kardashian called it the most critically acclaimed show of the year. Obviously, she's joking since it is one of the most poorly reviewed shows of all time. Does it currently have over or under 50% ratings on Rotten Tomatoes?
Under.
Blake Lively claims she lost $161 million in income due to the so-called smear campaign over which movie?
Oh, that was the guy.
Yeah. Need an answer. I love how they're all asking each other.
All of us.
All right, in question number five, this country superstar just found out that his wife is expecting baby number five. Do you remember when they adopted a baby because they didn't think they could have kids?
Good for them.
Well, the look on his face was priceless. It's a mix of pure shock and joy. Luckily, his wife, Lauren, hit a camera before telling him. He once famously sang Kesha's TikTok right here in our studio. Who is this country superstar?
Thomas Rhett.
Let's go. Got an OG fan of the show.
Yeah, good pull, because we did that like 10 years ago.
All right.
Kennedy!
We're going to get Kennedy back into the studio. So... Maddie, I understand you and Rob and Rosanna, you all work at an auto body shop in East Boston. Is that correct?
Yes, Daniel Chuck Auto Body in East Boston.
Daniel Chuck, I'm very familiar with that place. I actually had something, I think I had worked on there one time.
I'm sure it was fantastic.
Oh, I probably was. All right, Kennedy. So I have them getting 3 out of 5 correct.
Okay.
Is that right, Dan?
Yeah.
Three, right?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
I am.
The lead singer Paramore may have just released cities for a solo tour, which she has not done in years. And yes, Boston is on that list. Who is she?
Haley Williams.
Tied at one. Gwen Stefani and her man are reportedly living separate lives these days. Her friends think that the magic has started to wear off between them. Who is he?
Blake Shelton.
2-1. In a post hyping her new show, All's Fair, Kim Kardashian called it the most critically acclaimed show of the year. Obviously, she's joking. She said it's one of the most poorly reviewed shows of all time. Does it currently have over or under 50% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Under.
It was at 0. It is now up to 5%.
That's all Kris Jenner.
It's
that
not
whole 5%.
That bad.
I mean, Sal
it's
is
really
calling
not that bad.
Right now in the middle of this game.
Why?
Hold on.
Because he doesn't listen to our show.
Sal?
What is he doing?
Well, we're on the air playing Can't Be Kennedy for $1,000. I love you. I'll call you back. He's like, what? You're late?
Yeah.
Yeah, super.
Super late. Darn. Sorry about that. I get worried when the boss hotlines you, man. Question, what is it, 3-2? Question number four. Blake Lively claims she lost $161 million in income due to the so-called smear campaign over which movie?
This is how you...
It ends with us.
Thank you.
3-2. Question number five. This country superstar just found out that his wife is expecting baby number five. And luckily, his wife, Lauren, hit a camera before telling him. He once famously sang Kesha's TikTok on her show, Who Is He?
Thomas Rhett. Watch that video. It will make your heart feel very, very, very warm.
Remember when they thought they couldn't have kids?
Yeah. It really is remarkable, isn't it? Yep. So happy for him.
All right. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Ooh, that buttercup seems pretty tough now.
But I would never.
Rob, you still there, buddy?
I'm here.
That's my guy.
I can take it.
All right, Maddie, Rob, and Rosanna, thank you for calling in to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Daniel Chuck.
The bottle body, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Get that plug
day.
In. Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.